Yeah, so we decided we'd do something special this time, and we're sitting on the, we're sitting on our parents' back porch, drink, sipping whiskey, Gentleman Jack, and smoking some cigars to mix it up.
And the topic today is, smoke does come out this end?
Sure. It can.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay, so the topic I came up with was, you're at work, it's like a Wednesday or Tuesday, it's a weekday, you're at work at noon, and all of a sudden, at noon, you basically get the message from on high or whatever, however, that at midnight this very same day, you're going to fall asleep and die. So you basically have 12 hours of life left. As a rider to that is, everyone who you care about or who needs to know that you're going to die already knows, and somehow magically you've already said all your goodbyes, and you already have all your affairs in order, so that, you know, your last 12 hours aren't spent.
So the question is, if you had 12 hours to do whatever you want,
and all the necessary stuff was taken care of, you don't need to say goodbye.
So at the end of 12 hours, you die, the whole world, or just you?
Just you. Just you. It's kind of like, how would you spend the last day of your life?
But everybody knows it. So, but you couldn't, like, blow all your money because your family would still...
You could, but your family's still going to live. And also,
so you really can't do what you want.
Well, you can do whatever you want, but... You know, it's like, well, if this was your last day on Earth, what would you do? Well, instead, let's say you have 12 hours, but obviously what you're going to do is, I'm going to get my affairs in order, I'm going to call my parents and say goodbye, oh, that's done. 12 hours to be as selfish as you want, or whatever. Now, you can still die in those 12 hours, so if you're like, I'm going to go rob a bank, you can still get shot. You know, you're not invincible.
Well, a married father, I would spend my 12 hours with my family. It'd be kind of crappy if I didn't.
Okay, podcast over.
Hey, that's a nice boring answer.
Oh, you gotta change it so I have an out.
No, I would spend, I think I mentioned earlier, I would spend 11 hours figuring how to do a YouTube video so I could spend my last hour YouTube videoing my last hour. Cheers. Oh, we have a special guest with us.
Yes, Mom is with us.
Indeed special.
Mom. So, Mom, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, like what I would do?
Yeah.
I would go with my spouse, go hiking, take a bike ride, and bike.
Where? Push him off a cliff.
It has to be close.
Right.
You know? It has to be like toward Houston is a nice one, Brazos State Park or something like that, Brazos. Mm. Do a nice, I want to be outside. Then we'll have a nice expensive dinner somewhere in Sugar Land. Come home and I'll have all my kids here and play a really, have a couple drinks and play one of those fast games.
Crossbows and crapples?
Yes.
I gotta be busy.
Until you fall over dead in the middle of the game and
yeah.
Crash the castle.
And upset the kids, the grandkids.
Damn, Mom! It's not your turn.
That's how I do it.
Robin didn't like that answer.
Matthew, what would you do?
I would get with my spouse and then lots of sex.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know. I mean, I would kind of do
what would you do the other 11 hours and 59 minutes?
I'm not going to respond to that. I would probably go home and hang out and just, you know, like watch my favorite movie. You know, kind of, I'd actually look through all my pictures again, like all my photo albums. I'd look through all my digital photos, just kind of remember
everything.
Why would
you do that? You're going to die. What does it matter?
Because I want to look at how my life was. To reminisce.
Just to see what you did.
Well, then why do anything?
But do something. Don't yeah. Oh, God, I remember these.
I'm going to say this was awesome. Look, you know, I remember these good times. I remember these. I didn't take pictures of the bad times. And so, you know, you can say, I had a good life. I'm ready.
I think I'd...
You do that the whole 12 hours?
No, well, I mean, that's... That's part, you know.
I think then, you know, I'd get with my spouse, and I'd get a really nice, expensive picnic lunch. Go charter a jet, and go to like the Grand Canyon, Rocky Mountain, somewhere like that, and have a watch the most beautiful sunset ever. Have a picnic lunch, wrap up in a blanket, and
what if it was raining?
I'll take an umbrella.
Would you wait till you died, like on the? So you're saying you die at midnight?
Yeah. At midnight, you fall asleep, and then a second later, after you fall asleep, you die.
I think around 11, we'd start drinking, because then, you know...
So then you're going to die and leave me up there all by myself?
Well, yeah, really. Not you got to carry you have a dead body down to the Grand Canyon.
See, I love this one. Jeez.
No.
I always have to do the work.
No, you just kick me over the edge.
Kick him over, and then Mom goes to jail.
You kick me over the edge, and then you...
You don't leave me up there by myself with you.
Dad's like, yeah, I get to go see the Grand Canyon. Mom goes to prison.
Okay, well, I got to think of something better then.
Yeah, well, for the sake of your family, you probably want your last few minutes to be at home.
At home.
If you want them
to. Okay, then we would take the charter jet home. Because we'd see the beautiful sunset. Have a nice dinner and take the charter jet home. And spend our last minutes at home.
So you're gonna spend,
with the whole family playing Yahtzee.
You're going to spend 3 hours there, 3 hours back of your life in a plane.
Like 6 hours.
And then like an hour waiting to charter jet, assuming that one's available. And then an hour at the airport there and an hour back just to fly. You're going to spend basically 10 of your hours at an airport or in a plane.
Yeah, it's a charter. You show up and it takes off. You don't have to wait.
Well, you just don't instantly hop on.
Sure, it's a charter.
You don't instantly know you're going to die at midnight.
You do here.
See, I don't know. I would probably... I wouldn't want to spend any money because I'd want to make, you know, I'd want to leave it for the kids and Sarah. So, not a lot. I don't know. I'd probably just hang out, maybe go to the park.
I'd have a great steak dinner. I'd have like a $100 steak dinner.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do.
What would you have for your last meal? How about that? What are you going to have for dinner?
I'm not a steak eater, but I would like a real expensive $30 steak and a baked potato.
I'd probably have the...
Steak. That's great. That's great, Mom.
What's wrong with that?
That's like Outback.
So what?
I'd have shrimp, probably. Shrimp scampi or like one of those shrimp samplers. Yeah. We get a whole bunch of different.
We're easy, Matthew.
With a whole bunch of candy. I'd eat so much candy, I'd just throw up.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if you get fat.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Oh,
yes. And then you puke, you can eat more.
Actually,
if
I was going to die, I would go to the grocery store and just start eating everything there. Because what are they going
to
do?
You have to pay for it, and not you leave that. Sarah,
yeah, you spend your last hours in the
jail. I'd wear a mask.
The rest of the world's still going.
I'd run. I had enough place.
You're so fat they can't catch it.
Yeah, I think I'd have a great steak dinner, like a Kobe beef steak.
Oh, that's about bad.
Now, if I didn't have a family, I would just tear some stuff up.
What?
If I didn't have a family, I'd probably steal a car and drive through some windows.
Why?
Why not? I'm going to die.
Yeah, but you want to get shot at like 1 p.m. or die at midnight.
And you want to die ruining people's property?
And our lives.
Hey man, sometimes you got to shake up the system. Not people, the government windows.
But then we would all end up paying for it.
You think you need to edit that out?
Nah. I'm already on the FBI's list because our last podcast.
I know. Yeah, that took an interesting turn. Like, you know, what would you do if you were the last person in the world? And they're all like, oh, we would blow up buildings. It's like, wow. Well, I'm not going to say who exactly.
Well, you're the only person alive.
Yeah, which I didn't think of that, but I'm like, wow, that's...
Who's going to come
not what wouldn't be on the top five of my list.
Oh, yes, number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the thing for me is if you're the last person, there's nothing there. There's so much stuff here. I would want to do all the stuff I wanted to do as you're a little kid, watching the movies, like shooting out windows and jumping through windows and driving your car off a pier into the ocean. I'd want to do all that stuff because you're the only one. So you drive a car off the bridge, so what?
True.
There's like a million other cars.
Yeah, why not? That would be fun.
So if Uncle Sam has a problem with that.
Uncle Sam will be around.
Yeah, they won't be around. They can kiss it. Yeah.
You're the only one. So no harm done on that one.
Yeah. So take me off your list, FBI. Stop calling me.
Stop running into your Kia.
Yeah. Stop following me around. I can't go that fast.
Oh, this was a good
one. Yeah, good topic. Jeez. That's a whole 5-minute podcast. What would you do if you had money and you could spend it? Like you didn't need to save it for like your wife or your kids. Like if you had...
Like if you were going to die or you just...
Yeah, let's say you had like $200,000 in the bank and you were going to die and you were alone.
Then how about money? Just money wasn't an issue.
Yeah, then what would you do?
But you're not going to die. You're going
to
be alone.
No, it's the same question, but you have unlimited money.
And it's just you have to worry about.
And it's just you, so you don't have to, like, worry about being at home at midnight so your wife doesn't have to drag your dead body around.
It's just you.
I would buy me a brand new car, and I'd go hit the malls. I would just go buy.
But why? You're going to die.
What for?
Because I love, it's fun to shop. Just buy, and then my daughter-in-laws would get it when I'm gone, so they're going to benefit, but just going into a store and buying a $100 shirt that you don't even want.
That's interesting. What I don't see the.
You're not a woman.
Well, what's the? I mean, what's the thrill of?
The thrill of shopping, I guess.
It's the fun of shopping, not having to worry. Oh God, do I need this or do I not need it? You don't need this shirt.
It's her hobby.
Yeah, that's
do your hobby. I would rent a Ferrari for a day and go to like Tier One whorehouse.
You would not.
Edit that out. No, I don't know what I would do.
If you had 12 hours, you said we have 12 hours.
Are we able to like teleport to different places?
No.
Oh, now we're getting all crazy.
No. Hey, if you have unlimited money, where did that come from?
No, you're just.
I'm just saying a hypothetical. I'm not saying hypothetically. Crazy. Like you go to the moon. I would take a jet or whatever to 12 hours. You couldn't go to too many places. Probably go to one. I'd probably go maybe to like the jungle or something like down in South America.
It's gonna take a couple hours to get there.
Yeah, a couple hours, and I would spend my last, 8 hours sightseeing, the jungle
over
and
there.
Stuff. Yeah. And then I'd find like this beautiful jungle top, and just kick it up there.
I like the idea you mentioned of watching the sunset. See, I totally forgot. Watch, because sunsets are just phenomenally beautiful if you're in the right place. So, yeah.
If you really like sunsets, you could fly an hour.
All the time zones.
And do all it, and do, well, do 12 time zones.
Chase the sun as it sets.
You do 12 time zones, you could see 12 sunsets.
Now, if you had time to prepare, it would, because you could have a jet, like, fully stocked with
video games.
And the greatest food and all that stuff, like a DJ. Just play
so
some
you
music.
Fly.
Yeah. I would spend, if I had unlimited money, I'd spend my last 12 hours helping orphans.
Can I think it real? What would you do?
I'd probably volunteer at a woman's shelter.
Yeah, now you're just talking crazy.
You're not playing right.
I'd probably do the same thing. I mean,
I thought teleporting was far-fetched.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have a
teleport would be having more than you helping orphans, right?
I'd have an awesome lunch. I'd have an awesome lunch.
Is it supposed to be like that?
What?
Whiskey. Why do people drink that?
I already drank mine. Told you.
It's sipping whiskey.
I sipped it.
And it's still watered down.
Mom sipped it in one sip.
You didn't say how many sips.
Sipping, not sip.
I sip.
What, Mom, you want more alcohol? Yeah, bring it over here.
Give it.
She likes it.
Hey, Mom, do you have some breeze?
You want to get some ice? Why? Just fill that up.
Because we're going to smell like that? Smoke, and that's not good for the babies. Do you have Febreze or something? You want to be on a podcast, Ariana?
How I would get on a podcast?
You come, and you stand next to Uncle Matthew, and you can talk, and you'll be on the computer. Okay.
You going back?
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to this shortened special Easter podcast. We also have a Part B podcast where me, Matthew, and Alton provide some commentary for a TV show called Arc 2, and that's on the website. It'll be Tubacast Episode 22, Part B. Thank you, and hope everyone had a happy Easter. Goodbye.